Blog Talk Radio.
God soldiers,
it's time to take our place as the chosen. We must bring the heat from the streets and unthaw the minds of the masses that's frozen. There's no need to carry a Mac-10 when you understand the power of the pen. This is our greatest hour. We can't be afraid to speak truth to power. It all comes down to this moment. Do you want it or do you hold it? Time is like the mind. Success is on our fingertips. Can you taste it? We must face it. Either we arise and shine, or we complain and die. A nation of our own, a nation of our own. God didn't promise faith, man. He promised land. God didn't promise faith, man. He promised land. God didn't promise faith, man. That's my word. The high priestess of information. And that's my word. God didn't promise faith, man, he promised land. God didn't promise faith, man, he promised land. The high priestess of information.
Itani.
And that's my word.
Good evening. Today is June the 5th, 2017. This is Conscious Conversations, and I am your host, the J to J. How's everyone doing out there? I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend, as I did. Welcome to the show, Rosie Lamb.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you. Always appreciate it.
How was your weekend, love?
Oh, simply fantastic. The details are much too good for me to even go into, but I had a wonderful weekend.
Oh, well, I guess so. You was kicking it with Lena James. But
James, Maxwell. Legacy. Oh, yes. I had a great
time. Yeah, man, you living that life. You are living that life.
Not yet.
Well, it's something that I'm attaining to. I sincerely hope everyone out there had a wonderful weekend. To all of the Muslims who are continuing to fast, Ramadan Mubarak, I hope your fast is going well and that we are fasting cheerfully and that you're sticking to what you say you're going to do. I am doing very well with my fast. you know, still staying away from the trees. So I am keeping my word to myself and my God. Today, our subject is, should a man be allowed to have more than one wife? That is the question. Should a man be allowed to have more than one wife? And are you willing to share? Are there any women out there that's willing to share their husbands? Under any circumstances, you know, naturally being born in America, the vast majority of women are going to say, hell no. And already my timeline is blowing up with responses. I'm just hoping that, you know, some of these people who are responding online will call in and chime in on this conversation. I think it's a very important conversation to be had because, you know, I use the term wife. Should a man be allowed to have more than one wife? But we know that most men have side chicks, just keeping it real, you know. Most men have side chicks, or I work in the casino industry, and the vast majority of men I know, white and black, Asian, they cheat. You know, you might find a very, very small percentage of men who do not cheat. And when I say small, I've been in the casino business 25 years. I may have met 5 men who don't cheat on their wife. So, let's get this conversation flowing. Let's get into it. Again, this is Conscious Conversations, where we are raising our level of consciousness.
Jada.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. This is Rod. Quick question. You posing this question to American women?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, African women are already, they share their men. They most of them are Muslims. You have the Mormons who believe in polygamy. So the question is basically posed to American women, white and black. You know, are you willing to share your man? And do you think men?
To say for my sisters and all of, you know, the females that I'm down with, whatever. Ain't nobody trying to share.
They ain't trying to, but more likely they are.
You think?
Oh, absolutely. You may not be willing to share your man, but you best believe you have or you are. At some point in time, he just stepped out. or most of them do have a woman on the other side of town, or men are always searching for a new piece of behind. I mean, I'm just putting it out there, just keeping it, you know, like I said, I like for the show
behind,
to be real.
Behind didn't sound so sexy, you know? It really did.
What happened?
Behind didn't sound so sexy. I
mean, what you want me to say? Some new ass? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying.
New coochie? What you want me to say?
No,
because that's
what
it's about.
I didn't want you to say anything. I was just simply saying.
Yeah, and I'm just, that's just what it is. Because a man will love his wife, and I know a lot of men who are not leaving their wife, but they always looking for a new conquer, new woman to conquer, or new something new to slide in, you know, and that's just how it is. And no matter how much you might love your man or think he's faithful or wonderful or sweet or nice or whatever, that nigga's dick been into something else. And I'm just putting it out there. Yeah, that's. And if you don't agree, then call in and let's chop it up. Let's argue about it. If you think your man is faithful, okay, then that's you. I'm hoping that he is. But you know, you'll be hitting me up in about a couple of years talking about some, you know, you was right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know what it is to be in pain and to be cheated on, and you know, to think that you have somebody that's worth, you know, something, and you think that they're faithful and they love you so much. It does not depend. It doesn't matter how much a man loves you, you know. And women out here are so loose, you know, that most women are looking. Most of these chicks, they're looking for a man with a wedding band, you know. So, you know, I'm just saying, let's just deal with what it is. And this is nothing
that's
new.
It is. A woman looking for a man with a wedding band, that's a slick, sorry somebody. I'm sorry.
Well, I know some chicks that they don't want to deal with a man unless he's married.
I mean, I've heard women say that before, but really?
Can you imagine saying that out your mouth?
Nah, I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't. I ain't come from that.
That you would even admit that in public. Out loud, but I do know women who have that's their motto. I know a chick from back in the day. She was best friends with a person I was dealing with, and man, that's all she wanted to deal with was married men. She didn't want to be bothered if the man wasn't married. And even right now, you know, I know a chick who was just talking the other day, and she deals with this man who's married and talking about his wife don't do this and his wife don't do that. Why would you want to be with somebody who is already has someone? Now there is a difference between
Excuse me. Before you go any further, because I'm older now and I might forget. See what you just said? Why would someone want to deal with someone who already has someone? So that takes me to the subject of polygamy. Not polygamy, but polygamy.
Right. Well, a man has more than one wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's allowed.
That's what?
That's allowed.
With whom? By whom?
The law of God. Yes. Yeah, that's
the law of God. But I'm gonna say this. I don't know any people that practice that.
You don't know any people that practice
that. I don't know anybody that's trying to share.
Okay, I don't know anybody that, even the Muslims that are not trying to share. I know plenty of Muslim women ain't trying to share their man. But that's the law of the law. That's the law of God. And any Christian that want to get on the line and talk about polygamy, they need to read their Bible, because the Old Testament, Abraham was considered a righteous man, but he had more than one wife. David was considered a righteous man, but he had more than one wife. Moses had five wives. Solomon had what? Solomon had 100 and so wives and 1,000 concubines, and was considered the wisest man and the richest man ever. So don't call up and you're talking about some God don't let a man have more than one wife. Because Solomon had hundreds, over 700 wives and 1,000 concubines, and this is in the Bible.
Oh, it sounded like he had an STD.
Uh-huh. And he may have, but the question is, it does not make him unrighteous if he has more than one wife. Now, what makes a man unrighteous is if he's deceitful. And that's the question. If a man has a side chick on the other side of town and his wife doesn't know about it, yeah, he's cheating and he's being deceptive and he's lying. That is wrong. But if a man comes home to his wife, or the wife says to the husband, I want to give you a wife, you know, or, you know, can we bring somebody else in, or, you know, he brings another person in and she agrees, and he's not lying to her, he's not deceiving her, then that's not, there's nothing wrong with that.
Civilization doesn't seem to fall into that realm of thinking.
Yeah, right, that's Western civilization. But,
Western,
you know, right now, that might be a real possibility these days when you have women that are outweighing men 7-1. You have seven
mm-hmm.
women to one man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about in the
mm-hmm.
black community. You know, most
right.
of our men are dead or in jail or they're gay. So at some point in time, you know, it may be necessary for women to share men. I don't think that they'll ever do it. I don't think the American black woman would ever do it willingly. But like I said,
mm-hmm.
whether you're doing it willingly or not, most of you sharing mm-hmm. a man anyway, and you just don't know it. Or you in denial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I would like to have anybody who ain't never been cheated on to call up in here, call me right now and tell me I have never in my life been cheated on. Because most of us have been. And you could be the best woman in the world, doing everything that you need to do, and it does not matter. And the reason why it does not matter is because it's in a man's nature to have more than one woman. Now, the Quran says that, you know, a man is allowed to have more than one wife, but one is best for him if he knew. I don't know why a man would want 2, 3, 4 headaches. One woman is enough. Then you got to deal with
that right.
3, 4 women, and then you got to take care of all these women's mental, you know, issues and attention issues and money issues.
Well, a man that
children.
Would have more than one wife, he's going to be taking care of all everybody's wants and needs. That's what you're telling me?
Oh, he has to. That's a prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
You have
right.
to be able to. In Islam, you have to be able to afford those women. You can't just be sitting around here having a bunch of women because you want to have sex with this and that one.
Look,
and the women laying up like you have an orgy.
I hear what you're saying in Islam. But in America, that shit don't fly.
Okay, but that's not true.
I'm saying they got children by this one, children by that one. You ain't trying to take care of all that.
And you know what? That's right. He has children by this woman. He has children by this one. And you know what? He got to go pay bills over here. He has to pay bills over here. And sometimes, you know, a reason why a lot of black women don't want to deal with men who have several baby mamas is because, you know, she still be trying to get with him. He got to give up money. He got to pay a light bill. He got to go fix the car. You know, the same responsibilities lie when you have children from these women. And sometimes they slide back into these chicks. You know, the point I'm trying to make is the question is, should a man be allowed to have more than one wife? And, you know, naturally, most American black women or white ones are going to say no. But, again, you know, I have to beg to differ with you because he may not be allowed to, but he does. And a lot of women don't find out that their husbands have a whole second family on the other side of town until that man dies or he gets sick or, you know, two brothers and sisters be kicking it, they're friends, and then they find out that they're brothers and sisters. That happened one time when I was in Ohio. Brother and sister,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the same thing with myself. You know, my father, he was married when he got my mom pregnant, and I used to be playing with my brother and didn't even know that this dude was my brother until I was 25 years old.
You used to be what?
Playing with my brother, Antoine. We used to be
mm-hmm.
playing marbles and football together and did not know
mm-hmm.
that was my brother. That was that his father was my father. I didn't know that until I was 25.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You understand? I used to be playing football with this dude. And all the time he was my younger brother. Never knew it.
Interesting. Interesting.
Huh?
That's interesting.
So again,
it happens though. It happens a lot in the black community. It does.
It does. And that's what I'm saying.
You might not know.
You know. That's what I'm saying. It's like we as women, we don't want to accept the responsibility. We don't want to accept the fact or the reality that we are, in fact, sharing our men.
Well, let me say this. How emotionally gratifying is that for a woman to share the turn of thought of sharing her guy, her dude? I mean, is that, I don't know anyone that would make feel better. None of my married friends.
It depends on the state that you're in. It depends on where you are mentally. And like I said, I don't think the vast majority
of... What mental state are the expectations of a culture or people that, okay, we want that to be accepted? I just don't understand.
Okay, well,
that.
I can say this. I can speak for myself because you said at what point would I what I want to share, what I was willing to share. I said, I am 46, and my husband will be, well, my ex, soon to be ex husband will be 47 next Friday, well, this coming Friday. Now, he does not have children, and I know that I was not having any more children. And, you know,
Excuse me, before you go, Jada, before you go any further, hey, Yasin, go ahead.
You stupid. And I'm saying all that to say that it had been discussed because, you know, at one point before we had decided to get married, that was something that I did not want to do because I'm like, you don't have any children. You don't have a seed. You know what I'm saying? It's like you should find your woman whom you can have babies with. And even now that our relationship is over and that's dead, I do pray that one day he will experience that pleasure and that joy of having his own child. Same thing with my friend Tyrone. You know, Tyrone has called into the show. I love him dearly. He's a very dear friend of mine. He has a new woman in his life. But there were years ago when he was in his 40s and he wanted children. And now, today, he does have a 9 or 10-year-old daughter. And I'm very elated and happy for him that Allah has blessed him to have a child. So, you know, there was one point when my husband and I were talking, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll go through the process and pay the $6,000 to have, you know, my tubes untied so that we can have another baby. But me being older, having heart problems and all the other issues, it was just not going to be realistic, which now I'm glad that I didn't. But, you know, having a surrogate or a second wife is definitely an option. And I'm saying, you said at what point would a woman be willing to share her husband? I would have brought in at that time, you know, a woman so that he could have, if he was able in a position to afford it, and we were more in line and in tune with one another, so that he could have a child. You know what I'm saying? Because that's something
I'm
that I could not give him.
Sister Jada, you're a special sister. I don't say that in jest. I say that in for real. You're a special sister because I don't know any other sisters like that. I don't know. I can't name
one. Okay, well, that's on them and there where they are in their development. But you have to understand where I'm coming
from.
Number one, I dealt with women for 20 years. So although I love my husband, you know, I had dealt with women for so long till I'm not, sex ain't, it ain't, that ain't be all end all for me. You understand? And I ain't jumping all over the chandeliers and all that other type of stuff that men want and desire. You know, we can bring the other chick in and put her on all sex detail. It doesn't matter to me. You understand what I'm saying? That's not my thing. My thing is, you know, I am getting older, and this man wanted to marry me, and he was giving up something great in order to marry me, and I could not have children. So he was being selfless. So therefore, that calls for me to be selfless, meaning that I want you to have your own seed. How else can a man live forever if he does not have children? Later, for what you're talking about, some spook, fairy tale, you die and go to heaven and hell crap, that's just not real in my book. So, you know, you need a seed. And that, to me, is the greatest act of being selfless, is to give your husband an opportunity to have a child when you can't do that, whether that's through a surrogacy. But, again, it's not being deceptive or him sneaking and creeping behind my back. This is something that we as two mature beings would sit down and do. You know, some people will bring in a surrogate mother or like I said, in Islam, bring in a second wife, you know, where the first wife has an opportunity to choose who she invites into their world. You know, he has to be able to afford her and the new baby that's coming in. So it would have been a whole thing. And if Tyrone was listening, he would call in and tell you, even when we were kicking it back in the day, I'm like, Tyrone, you need a child. I want you to have a baby. And now he has one. And I'm so happy for him, you know, that he has a daughter. You know, that's important. But now back in the day, no, I ain't trying to share because I was selfish. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you sharing and giving some other woman what you're giving me and, you know, sharing the sex and all this other type of stuff. But it ain't even about that. It's not about sex. It's not about that.
For whom? You're saying it's not about that. I'm saying I don't believe that the majority of women out there, even the ones that are listening right now, that would agree with you.
Oh no, they're not gonna agree with me. They're not gonna agree with me. They're absolutely not gonna agree with me. But you know what? Those same women aren't gonna agree with me that they should obey their husbands either. But that's the law of God too.
Well, you know, you're right. You're right.
So, I mean, ain't no woman today trying to obey no man, especially when she got to go out here and make money. She ain't trying to obey nothing. Most women don't want you telling them nothing. They don't want you telling them what to do and how to do. So just because they don't agree, we're not talking about if you agree or not. We're talking about the law of God. What does God say? God says that you should obey your man, especially if he's bare. If God is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of man is the head of woman is the head of children. That's the pecking order. That's the chain of command. And
let's see what some of the listeners have to say.
Listeners ain't trying to chime in.
I just want to hear listeners. Anybody?
Would anybody like to chime in on this question of, should a man be able to have more than one wife?
All right, hold on. Jay, what's the preface you see? What you see?
I got a 905 and I got a 214.
You got 905? 905. What is this one cousin?
Huh?
905 where? Let me see if that's my cousin. 905 what?
I know who that is. It's not your cousin.
Okay,
and she's not gonna chime in, so that's we can forget that.
Okay, cool. What you see? What else?
And then we have a 214-6-0 number.
Oh, okay. That's my sister. Hey. She chooses not to say anything. All right. Well, cool. But anyway, who else?
So,
see anything else?
That's it.
Do you see 220? Do you see 220?
No, we just have three callers on the line. Yourself, myself, the 905, and the 214.
Okay, well,
I do know people are listening because I have a whole book of people are responding on my Facebook timeline. Let me just read some of the responses. Let me read some of the responses that we got online. Okay. Of course, one sister said, hell no.
She said, hell no?
Yep.
All right,
one
sister.
Sister
said, I'm mad at
one sister said, hell no. She's not sharing.
Okay. I ain't mad at that sister either. Next.
Hold on, Jay. All right.
Keep it rolling. I got to answer this. One second.
Okay. Yeah, but a lot of people are not, you know, your average woman is not, especially American-minded woman, is not willing to share her husband or her man. And I'm just saying that whether you want to or not, 9 times out of 10 you are. And there are very few men who do not cheat. And I give it up to those men who are faithful and who are disciplined, you know, but sometimes it's just not a matter of love, it's a matter of nature. And it isn't in a man's nature to have more than one woman. And the question is not whether you like it or not. The question is, should he be allowed? Because the law of God allows for a man to have more than one wife. And like I said, y'all can talk about the Old Testament all you want, but Moses had 5 wives. David had 700 and 1,000 concubines. I'm sorry, not David, Solomon. David had more than one wife. Abraham had. These men were allowed to have more than one wife. That does not make a man unrighteous because he has more than one wife. What makes a man unrighteous is his lying and deceit.
So you're saying that as long as a man is truthful about what he's doing, he's okay in the eyes of God a lot? What are you saying?
Yes, absolutely, because if his wife knows and they are in agreement, then that's not lying. That's not deceptive.
But you're saying that his wife should be in agreement of what he's doing because...
Oh, yeah, he can't just go bring another wife home talking about some... Even in Islam, he can't just go bring another woman home talking about some, okay, well, this is our new wife. And, you know, No, it doesn't work like that.
But didn't you say earlier that even in the even in Islam that women are not trying to hear that? Oh,
they're not trying to hear
you can have another
wife. Oh no, Muslim sister I know is trying to share her man. It's just not doing it.
Muslim sister, I don't know no Christian sister, I don't know no sisters is trying to hear this. They ain't
right.
trying
and
to hear that.
They're not. They absolutely are not. But again, and the minister in the Nation of Islam, he does not allow a man to have more than one wife because he says the men are not spiritually mature and able to handle that.
Well, now you got me messed up. You were telling me what the Quran was saying. You got me messed
right.
up now. You telling me the minister
right.
said no?
Yeah, because black men are not—they're not capable or mature enough to handle the responsibility. They'll be using women as sex, you know. But they're not—they're not.
Why did why did you even tell me any of that?
Because the Quran says that a man is allowed to, but we are following, we are in the Nation of Islam. And like I said, a lot of Orthodox Muslims, they do have more than one wife. You know what I'm saying? They're allowed to, but if you are a follower of in the Nation of Islam, you're not allowed to do that at this time. The call hasn't been given for men to take more than one wife. And that's why, because a lot of men are not, number one, they're not spiritually and emotionally mature enough to be able to handle more than one wife. They financially can't take care of more than one wife, and they're just not in a position to be, they'll be hurting and messing over these women. So I understand him saying that, you know, that call hasn't been given to the brothers in the Nation of Islam to take more than one wife. So, you know, you respect Allah, you obey Allah, you obey his messenger. You know, that's just what it is. If he says no, then that's what it is. But, you know, a lot of men, they do what they want to do, whether they're Orthodox in the Nation of Islam, and if they choose to take a wife, it's not like it's against the law. You know? But, hey, I don't know any sisters in the Nation of Islam that are willing to share their name. Not one.
But I don't know any.
I don't know any either. But it doesn't make him unrighteous if he does.
One woman.
Have you ever watched that show, Sister Wives?
What?
Have you ever watched the show, Sister Wives?
No.
It's a really good show. I have watched it over the years, and I have followed over the years, and it's a very, very interesting dynamic.
Really?
You know, this man, Cody, huh? Yeah, the man's name is Cody, and they are
mm-hmm.
Mormons, and he has.
Oh, they are Mormons. Okay.
Huh?
I think I may have no. Okay, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, but it's a really good show, and it shows the dynamics of like all the women have their own separate houses, you know, and he spends and shares his nights with different wives, and he went and got this younger wife, a younger one, which is the last wife, and they just recently had a baby, and just how these women interact with one another. The first couple of sisters who were married for years, they were all fine, but when they brought in the new one, oh, that caused rips and everything. But
oh, that's a whole nother ballgame.
Oh, it caused a lot of rifts in the family, and then the one wife, she got catfished. The first wife, who he seemed like their daughter had
everybody
grown up,
and catfished it, huh?
Oh yeah, she got catfished big time, and it was very embarrassing. But
everybody's
I guess,
on
you know,
catfish.
Man, because of people are internet dating these days, which we need to have a show on internet dating. You know, people are ashamed to say that they're internet dating or that they met someone online. But, you know, that's a subject for another show. But, yeah, she was catfished. And so it came out that, you out here entertaining some other man.
I hear the term catfish.
Well, because, you know, you get online with somebody, but you don't really know who you're online with.
Right, no doubt.
When people lie,
they're using that time like they really know what the fuck catfish really is, you know?
No. You know, it's like when you've been catfished, you online thinking that you're talking to somebody and it's somebody totally different. Like you might say,
that's why you who you portray yourself to be online. That's why that
right.
shit is important.
We said we were gonna have a show on that one day, which we really should.
Yeah.
It's just like Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Bow Wow put that picture up of him like he traveling in a private jet, and then the dude took a picture of him on coach.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you stunting.
That's cool. Right.
You know,
and
like this one guy, they just got busted because he posted his drugs and his guns online, and you were selling. So now they come arrest you behind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes
right.
people are not who they portray themselves online, and sometimes people give up a little
mm-hmm.
too much information. I just posted today.
I agree.
I just posted today Harvard. Harvard just denied several students entrance who have been accepted because of their racist Facebook posts. And I remember you were telling me a couple of weeks ago, no, Jay, don't put that out there because, you know, jobs and different places, they do look at your Facebook page.
I'm
well,
serious. They do.
Yeah, I know. They do. Because I was told that at Harris, that they look at your Facebook page.
Yeah, they look at your shit to see what you're thinking, what you're saying, how you feeling. And that's what they do. My little nephew, oh, Jay, he just went from an 18 to a 27 on his ACT.
Oh, wow.
And so we are with
congratulations,
huh?
Josh. Congratulations.
Right, we know. I know what stands before my nephew. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, Josh, pay attention to your surroundings, people you're in the company of. These are people that will determine what's happening with you. Is TT advocating you being phony? Fuck no. TT ain't phony. But what TT is telling you, you got to know how to play the motherfucker. Dang.
See, that's something.
This shit is real.
And I know you're right.
Huh?
I know that you're right. But for me, I am not going to conform. You understand? I'm going to say, what the hell? Right, but
listen,
Josh has
I'm
a future.
I'm not saying conform.
You know what I'm saying?
What
he
I'm
has
saying
a future.
Pay attention.
Okay, I may not put online, you know, that's almost saying like I have to be conscious of what I post or what I say because.
You do.
Nothing,
you
nothing
do,
does.
Because when you
no,
depend on other people to put you
no,
on.
No, I don't.
Listen, when you depend on other people, listen to me. When you depend on other people to put you on, and when I say put you on, say for instance, you're transitioning from one industry to another. You're transitioning from the customer service industry into an industry of claims. Okay? If the company that's doing the hiring, if they don't feel you, they're not gonna fuck with you. You have to fucking conform to a certain level. You have to. And that's just the way the shit is. The system is designed that way. It's not about Uncle Timon or being that bitch who, you know, don't conform or who does, you know, fall back and let white people rule her. It's not about that. It's about knowing how to play the game and getting what you want and still living. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's if I decide to play the game. You understand what I'm saying? Because for me,
you have to play the game to make their money.
I don't have to play the game. I don't have to play the game.
Friend. You're not going to get their money if y'all play their game.
Then I'll get money some other type of way.
Then you will, but you won't get it you won't get it that way. You have to play the game to a certain extent.
But if I have to, that's just like locking my hair. They made a federal law saying that, you know, a job can deny you because your hair, because you have locks.
They will.
You have hair locks. Okay, and I'm telling you that if I had to cut my hair off, then I would decide if I want to cut my hair off for a particular job or not. And now for $500 a day, I might consider it.
Let me say this. I would rather fucking...
You're using a whole lot of profanity today.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. But I just want to say this. You got to play the game to a certain extent, sister. You got to.
I do agree with that. But you play the game if you choose to play. If you choose to play the game, sister.
Yeah, if you don't
choose
to play the game,
you're
not even in the game.
That's my point. That's my point.
If you don't own your own, and you don't have it like that, then you can't play the game.
But listen to what I'm saying.
You have to be
I don't own my
game.
Own, but I'm debt free. I don't have any debt, so that makes me a little freer than your average person. I have no debt. I have an insurance bill, and I have a cell phone bill. I don't have any debt, so I don't have to eat shit like I used to have to eat a couple of years ago. You
okay,
understand?
Well,
I'm not
I have
in the
a question
same
to ask. Why do you want them? Why are you trying to get their money?
What
if
you
they
mean,
don't have
because
something
I need
you
it.
Want, why are you trying to get their money?
Because I need it, and because it's easy. But trust and believe,
okay,
I can go out there and set
it.
Up.
You have to learn
up,
how to play
I can
a game.
Set up. I can set up. You know that there are other. There's Uber out here. There are products that I can sell and go door to door. It'll be a lot harder for me to make the $20 or $30 or $40 an hour selling my own products, but I know how to do that. You understand? It's just that I'm in a stage in my life where I still continue to want to be a part of getting a dollar from the white man, but I don't. I'm not in a position where I have to do that. I can go set up at the flea market and make a couple of $100 on the weekends and sell some products and don't have to ask white folks for shit.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'm just doing the wrong thing and I'm not in the right place because at this point in time in my life, I still have to play a certain game.
And most people be playing the game until they die. All I'm saying is that you probably have debt. But if you didn't have debt and you didn't, you were free. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to conform. I know people who don't conform. And like
I
said, I'm in a position.
I consider myself free to a certain extent, Jada. I do consider myself free
but
to a certain
But you choose to.
Extent.
You
but
play the game because
is,
you want to?
No, man. I don't play because I want to. If I had to choose, you think I'd be playing it? No.
That's my point.
There's certain
That's
things that are beyond my realm of control. That
okay,
I have
well.
To play it.
I don't have to,
saying.
Though.
I don't live in a black world.
And, you know, I say all kind of stuff, and I post all kind of things.
I live in a black world. I have to play the game.
Okay, well,
what do you
keep
mean?
Playing. I mean, I'm just
okay,
saying, you
well,
keep
you
playing.
Keep thinking you're not playing. You keep thinking you're not playing it.
No,
it.
I understand. I'm playing it,
you're
but I'm playing
it.
On my own terms.
You're playing it.
I play on my own terms. Yes, I do. Because I can
play
on my own
terms. If you want to say you're playing on your own
if,
terms, I'm playing on my own terms, too.
Because you had to, it just divided
the
other day.
Play,
listen,
it doesn't matter whether it's on your terms or not.
Yeah, it does.
You're playing it.
Because,
no,
okay.
It doesn't.
But I'm willingly
you're
playing it.
You're playing the
because
game.
I choose to. No, I choose to, Roger. It's not like back in the day when
you're
my daughter was younger
you
and I
to.
Had to play.
You're not playing it because you choose
to.
You're playing
okay.
it because you have to.
No, I don't have
if
to.
If you didn't have to, you wouldn't do it.
I don't have to. I'm still going to eat. I don't have to. That's the part you don't understand. Now,
you're
a couple
playing.
Of years ago, listen to me, Roger. A couple
playing.
Of years ago,
if you're not
I
playing it,
to.
Then why are you in it?
Because I choose
if
to.
If you're
be.
Not playing it, why are you in it?
Because I want to
you're
be
playing
in it.
Because you got to.
No, I don't have to. You don't make me
okay,
have to.
Why are
you
in
had,
it? And why are you trying
to
get
convince me? You just had to convince me the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I was putting something online, and you was like, Jada, take that off. I'm like, no, why? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I don't want to. I'm saying it, and that's it, and I put it out there. And you had to convince me to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's because I really don't. I say what I want to say, to whom I want to say it. I've always been like that to the white man, any man. It doesn't matter. I say, and I'm who I am because I choose to be. You understand what I'm saying? And if I got to leave and get fired, I'm going to eat every day. You understand me? I'm not going to starve. I'm going to eat. I'm going to have a place to lay my head. I'm going to be all right. Now, years ago when my daughter was younger and I had to take shit and I had to eat shit and I couldn't say what I wanted to say because I got to have a job, I got to pay the light bill, I got to do this, I got to do that. I'm not in that position right now. My daughter is an adult. She takes care of herself. You understand? I don't have anybody to take care of and feed but myself. I don't have to conform and do nothing that I don't want to do anymore, period. And you know me, I don't even have to have a telephone. Y'all had to make me get a cell phone. I don't have to do nothing but eat once a day. That's all I got to do is eat. And I'm going to have a meal at least once a day. Go have a place to lay my head. don't have to be a mansion. I don't have to do the things that I used to do when I was beholden and I had to play the game. I don't have to play the game. I choose to play the game. That's just it. I don't have to go down to Boomtown today. I choose to because I can go right over there to that shop, pick me up some products from my brother, go sell it, make me $100 a day and call it a day. I don't have to do a goddamn thing. And a couple of years ago, I couldn't speak that freely because I was not. I was drowning in debt. You know, I had to have a job. I had to keep a roof over my head. I had to do things. I had a daughter. She couldn't come home and the lights cut off because I won't do this and that and that. I had to. I'm not in that position today. I'm just not, sister. And you're not going to make me be.
I ain't trying to make you be friend, but I'm
not. No, I'm just saying, but I'm trying
to come out your face.
Okay, well, that's you, but I'm telling you. You know that I don't have to play that game. I really don't have to. You got Uber out here. I don't have to do a goddamn thing.
You wouldn't be trying to do some of the things you're trying to do if you didn't have to play the game.
I'm doing those things
right
because
now. You're
the
trying
money
to get. Hold on. Right now, where are you in terms of what you're trying to do to get out of the casino?
I mean,
I'm
in training for a new position. I'm in training for a new home
you have
industry
to
where I would be making $500 a day because I want
okay
to, sister.
What?
Because I want to. That's what I want.
Semantically, we can play that game, but at the end of the day, Jada, I'm trying to tell you, it ain't no. Who giving you that money? Whose license you trying to get? A black man license?
No, I'm trying to get a.
Whose license are you trying to get to free you from the fucking plantation? From the plantation. Whose license are you trying
but
to get?
Listen to me. But
a black person or a white person?
I'm going from one plantation to another plantation.
Whose license are you trying to get?
The white man's.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not disputing that, Rod. What I'm disputing with you is you're saying that I have to, and I'm telling you that I want to. There's a difference between what I have to do and
wanting,
yes, and what I want to
different
do.
But the point is, ain't nothing going to free you from it, but that. Ain't nothing going to free you from it. Tell me what's going to free you from it from that. Tell me.
What you mean?
What I said.
Listen,
what you're talking about, what you want, what you need to get to take you from point A to point B, other than don't act like this white shit ain't necessary. You made it up.
That's not, no, listen to what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is there was a time in my life when I had to do things. I don't have to be going to get no insurance license. I don't have to be at the casino. I could be right here driving for Uber, working for myself, doing what I want to do, how I want to do it. I could go out here and sell products.
Why aren't you?
Because I don't want to do just that. I want to do
then
something.
You want the white man shit, right?
Right. But I'm choosing to do that. There's a difference. There's a difference.
Why are we arguing?
We're arguing because you're trying to tell me that this is something
and
that I have to do, and I'm telling you something that I want to do.
It's certifications you're trying to get. It's white man shit you're trying to get.
Yeah, you're
yes
right. I'm about to be making, $500 to $700 a day. What happened?
What?
I said, what's the question? What's the question? Because, again,
well, now
something
we
that I choose
question
to do.
Hey,
I choose
now
to do
the question.
No, I didn't hear
my
the question because you don't want to
holler. Excuse me?
Because I choose to do
you're
this.
You're choosing to do it by necessity. You're not just, this is what I want to do.
That's not
no
true. That's not true.
You're doing it to take you from one place to the next. Yes or
at
no?
At a quicker pace, for Roz, what I'm trying to explain to you is that I
Jada,
can go out and make my own money.
It doesn't matter whether it's at a quicker pace, a slower pace, it doesn't matter. The point is, let's not play with semantics.
I don't have to do that.
Now why are you
like
waiting
right
if you don't answer to it?
Okay, Roz. All right.
No, friend, I'm saying to you, if you ain't got to do something, okay, then you ain't got to do it. But you, why are you doing it? Why are you going through Shed Whitey if you ain't got to? Go through the black man. that he doesn't have that avenue for us to get there.
I don't want to fuck with that half of my money right now. I can, like I tell you, I don't have to go into Boomtown if I don't want to and still be able to take care of myself. I can go right down there to Brother Roosevelt and get whatever products I need and set up and make $100 a day if I really want to work that hard.
I don't want to do that right now.
Not on a full-time basis. But if I wanted to do that on a full-time basis, I would do that. But right now, I'm going to go get this license. Well, I got the license. And get this job and make this $500 to $700 a day so I can expedite what I really need to do. So that's what it is. Again, there's a difference between me wanting to do it and
having to do
it.
I just need to say this, my friend, my sister, my beautiful, wonderful sister. I just need to tell you this. If that's what you can do and you want to do, do it. But don't.
I'm trying to tell you that I have some people that don't have options. They have people who don't have options, right? There was a time when I was in this casino business and the vast majority of people that I know that are
still. Why you going white? If you got the option, why you going white?
Because I want to. That's why. Because I can. Now, back to the subject. You understand?
No, because we got to, you know, we got to go through it. We could disagree to disagree, but I got to.
I like that. We shouldn't agree
with
everything.
Okay, so I'm saying to you, if it ain't got to be white, why are you choosing white?
To go get as much of this green before it falls as I can. So if I can go somewhere and make $700, $500 to $700 a day, and I'm still in my prime, then I will do that. I can sell products at any time. If I really, like I told you, if I really wanted to be free, I don't have to go into Boomtown tonight if I don't really want to. They're paying me $160 a day at Boomtown. I can go right now and make $100 a day on my own if I really want to do that.
Is the operative phrase in that, if I really want to? Because you got to. Or can that shit gonna shut down, right?
Yes or
no?
Say, Rob.
No, I'm saying, can life remain the same and maintain if you don't, my friend?
If I don't what? If I don't what? Go to the job?
If you don't go to work tonight, is your life going to... Are you going to have the same quality of life? Because I know if I didn't go to work today, I ain't going to have the same quality of life.
Yeah, that's
and
you, though.
And I'm keeping it real. If I didn't go to work...
Okay, but that's you, though. But I still can have... Sister, I don't shop. I have a very low maintenance. I don't need a cell phone. All I need to do is eat once a day. I can go make me $60 to $70 a day selling T-shirts, oils, incense, my CD. I mean, my quality of life would not change that much. Now, would I be able to pay my rent as easy? But I don't have rent. I live with my daughter, and I pay the rent because I make more than her because I'm at the casino. But if I didn't have to do that, no, you're tripping. My quality of life would not change. It wouldn't change at all.
Okay.
I'd be able to keep gas in my car, pay my little $35 cell phone bill, and keep it moving.
Okay.
But I choose.
If I ain't go to work, yeah, we different.
Yeah, that's you, though. That's you. You got responsibility. Okay, that's you, though.
Yeah,
right? That's you. Everybody
I
in that position. Yeah, that's you, though. I don't. That's my point. I'm trying to tell you, I don't have no bills. I don't have a credit card. I don't have a car note. I don't have a house note. I don't have a mortgage. I got a cell phone bill and insurance. And you know me, I won't pay insurance if I don't feel like it. So, no, you got me jacked up. I'm going to eat every day, and I'm going to keep gas in my car.
Eat, keep gas. And how you going to have roof and water and all that?
I'm going to pay my way. Again, like I said, I don't have to go to Boomtown and make $160 a day, nor do I have to go to the insurance and make $500 a day. If I just want to sell some products and live like that, I choose not to because maybe I still do have a paycheck mentality.
But then
you understand what I'm saying?
Our lives way different. Our lives so different.
That's why I don't keep myself in debt. I don't like debt because when you're in debt, you're a slave. You understand? I wanted a car. I wanted to go get me a car. You know what I'm saying? My car is paid for. I got a Toyota. My car is paid, but I wanted a whole brand new car so I can go drive for Uber and give me a brand new car because I got a job. But you know what? I decided against going to go get a car. Don't you know why? Because it will keep me beholden to a job. It will keep me in debt. It will keep me being a slave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that type of pressure. I can walk off my job right now and be all right. You can't do that.
Nah, I can't.
Okay, a couple of years ago, you know, I couldn't do that. A couple of years ago, I could not do that. But I can today. I don't have no debt.
I sure can't. I can't even much pretend on that.
So, no, it's different. It's a difference between what you have to do and what you want to do. It's a difference. Now, here's a brother, Brother Roosevelt, welcome to the line. Who has been free all his life. He's not in debt. He don't owe nobody. You know what I'm saying? He works for himself. He's never worked for another man. I know the subject today is, should a man be allowed to have more than one wife? We've kind of ventured off of that topic because me and Rosalyn got into it hot and heated, you know, behind doing for self and playing the game. And basically what I'm saying is that I play the game because I choose to play the game. And there was a time in my life when I had to play the game.
Well,
if you are not on the line, if you're not speaking, could you please put your phone on mute because the interference is starting to be horrible. But the point I was trying to make is that there was a time in my life when I had to play the game. I don't have to play the game right now. I choose to play the game. I choose to get a paycheck. I don't like to have a paycheck because my brother has set it up to me where I can come down there, give me some products, make enough money to go on my day, and still take care of myself. I don't have to be stuck in a paycheck mentality. I choose to be that way. Whereas years ago, I was bogged down in debt. I had to have a job. I didn't know how I was going to free myself from having a casino job. And it's just, the mindsets are different today. But anyway, again, our subject today is, should a man be allowed to have more than one wife? But we've been taking it on a whole nother level. But I just want to say again to all the callers, welcome to the show. If you please would like to chime in, the number here is 464-668-2795. We were talking about men having more than one wife and being, by the law of God, them being allowed to have more than one woman. I have stated that most men have a woman on the other side of town, whether you accept it or not, they do. Not all men cheat, but I would dare to say like 98% of them do. You do have a very small percentage of men who are very faithful. There was a time back in the day when a man, he took care of his family, he took care of home, but he still was slipping and still had, you know, Miss Irene on the other side of town who had two or three children from him. So, does that make a man on the right? Go ahead, Brother Rowe.
Can you hear me, Sister Janet? Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Well, make him come out.
Well, the thing is, both subject matters are connected because finances is more important than anything else. Because if a man chooses to try that lifestyle, it's going to demand that he has a high level of income and that the woman understands that her role is, you know, sometimes women are forced to have to go out in the field and work. But when you come into that type of lifestyle, your position in that type of relationship might be just to cover the food, you know, the food for the family. Your lifestyle might be basically to cover just the make sure all of the household stuff is covered. But you ain't got to focus on economics, you know. So when a polygamous relationship is in place, each woman picks a different department inside the unit. One woman covers home. She never has to worry about finances. She never has to see a bill. One woman might say, well, I don't want that. You know, if you go and look at the Caucasians' perspective of sister wives, right? Go and look at how sister wives worked. The women never argued with each other because each knew their role.
Right.
In our society at this time among black people, because of the ratio between men and women, meaning we have to implement polygamy in some manner or some means because women are going to constantly pursue men to cheat on their wives to satisfy their hunger for a man's presence and sexual gratification. That's 110. You know, so, but I don't think right now because of the moral commitment. See, most of us don't have a moral commitment. And so, well, hold on a minute, sis.
Black woman ain't trying to hear none of this. That's what I'm saying.
You know this.
Most of our brothers have never. Say that again, Queen.
I was saying black women not trying to hear none of this.
I know black women and black men are mentally dead to what life is. We would rather live inside of an illusion than accept responsibility for life itself. So until we learn what the ratio is, until we learn what a lack of selfishness is, because to live inside of a polygamous relationship, you can't even have selfishness present.
Right,
It can't be present. It has to been mentally been removed, or it has to been mentally accepted. But if jealousy, envy, selfishness there's no way a polygamous relationship can exist. You know, so it's a lot that goes into that. But I think right now we need to focus on our finances to free ourselves, so that if that comes about, we don't have a big issue as far as, okay, can a man take care of his woman? Can a man take care of another woman? You know, I think right now we should be focusing on finances. We should be focusing on home, on buying land to produce our own food. We need to be digging wells for water. We need to be looking around for property that got ponds on it where we could put our own fish. Because when this time hits, we ain't even got to talk polygamy. If you love your sister, if you love your cousin, if you love all, you're going to have to let somebody on a reservation to help anyway. You know, that was the question that one of the elders came by, and he asked the question, what we're going to do about us as a people? And I said, damn, it's going to hurt me, right? But basically, I am going to have to look out the window at some people who did not believe in me. You know, I'm going to have to look out the window and say no, because I warned all of them, because Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned all of us that we should start saving food, storing food. Do you believe in this man? So if you don't believe in him and everything he says come about, so if it's a responsibility of all of us to take on those who didn't believe, or is it wrong? You see?
I do, but I don't see that happening. I don't see even Muslim women in the midst of Islam or Orthodox women that are black women raised in the American culture.
See,
I don't see them ever accepting that reality. I just don't see it.
Then guess what? Just like it was hardship, they don't have to accept it, because it's going to unfold if they accept it or not. Then the test of everything they verbally agreed to and they mentally say they believe in is going to be tested. You know?
That's true.
It's like you're saying, I'm saying, okay, I can walk a tightrope. I can walk a tightrope. It's easy for me to say that right now. You know, but when it's time to walk that tightrope, and I ain't got no option but to walk it or die. You see what I'm saying? So when that time comes and darkness hit this world where there's a lack of food and a lack of safety, then a lot of the women are going to be forced into it, and they're going to live inside of a closed quarters, miserable. You know, because there's going to be a point where you can't walk the street. There's going to be a point where you can't go out. You know, that part is coming. So when it happens, what are you going to do? You're going to be sitting there miserable, mad at the world?
Congratulations, and welcome.
You know?
Reading
well, they might be miserable, but they ain't trying to share their man. That's for sure.
They're sharing them already, like you just said a minute ago.
You'll be very pleased.
That's what I say, that they already sharing them. They just don't know that they're sharing them.
On our growing list of educational products.
Well, I don't think a man should be cheating on his woman at all. I think he should have given her an option if she wanted to accept to be one that shares his mind. Because a lot of times, you know, what you sharing on your man? Is it just the physical sex or is it the mind? Most time, women ain't really trapped inside of the physical. They're looking for mental. They're looking for a relationship on a mental plane. Men are looking for a relationship on a physical plane. So that's the difference. You know, so some women would compromise. I'm like, shit, man, just to get him to spend a little time with me, I'll give him one sex, you know. So women know men just want some sex. Women want the movies. Women want cover. Women want live TV. Women want different than what men want. You know, so it's a different frame of mind. I watch one of them. What we do. Go ahead.
The question I was posing the question that the law of God says that a man can have more than one wife, and that does not make him unrighteous if he has more than one wife. Roz asked me this question because I told her that the minister has said that in the nation of Islam, men are not allowed to have more than one wife at this time. And she said to me, how come if the Quran says that he can? Did you answer that?
Because we accept Minister Farrakhan's guidance. We accept his advice as high value. So if he said we shouldn't do it, that those of us who are still under his leadership and his guidance, we adhere to his commandmentship. So as long as we're under his commandmentship and his leadership, then you should follow the advice of your leader. Now, if you choose to say, I no longer want to follow his advice or his leadership, and choose to go out there and do it, you can. No one can penalize you. No one can punish you. But the things that he was striving to warn you against are going to manifest. It's almost impossible to make two women, black women, happy in America. So it's going to be a sacrifice. If it's going to be a serious sacrifice on behalf of the two women and the man who tries it. It ain't going to be peaches and cream. You know, so the minister knowing the hardship of it, the minister knowing the strain on the mind to balance and satisfy women when right now one man is not satisfying his wife. This whole damn society is clicked up in divorce right now. I'm going through a damn divorce right now. You know, and I'm a Muslim. My wife's Muslim. So the thing was, what is it that we agreed to in the beginning of our marriage that now is bringing about the separation period? You see, most of us want this cartoon journey of a marriage. Marriage is work. I believe that. So to keep a marriage going, you need finances. So what's priority one in a relationship of a marriage? Make sure the financial stuff is covered and both people should be able to work in unity and unis to get that done. And when both parties no longer want to work in unis to get that done, there has to be a separation of the union, you know. And then so some people say, well, that's not right. Okay, in Islam, marriage is a contract agreement. It is a business arrangement. Period. So when one party just no longer wants to agree to the original contract, because in Islam, if a woman does not want to agree to polygamy in the beginning of her marriage, she should write it inside of the contract. She has that right. So it's not oppressing her or doing something against her will. She does have that will, that in our contract for our marriage, I do not agree with polygamy. So if you are going to do that, let's end this right now. So women have the right. You know, there's no oppression, there's no force. So, since the day you had a few, and I'm working, baby, you know how high I am. So, you know, I think the subject matter is real and should be discussed, but you're not going to get a lot of participation in the conversation because most people don't want to have that conversation. You know, most people don't want their personal lives in the public. So even the ones that's even desiring that or even have that thought in mind, you know, we don't want the judgmental practice that come with people who are going to criticize us and ridicule us for even thinking like that.
Right.
You know? So, man, a lot of fishing goes. I believe in polygamy, but I'm not looking to practice it. Not right now in my life. I don't see no need for it. You know? What would I get out of it? You know, sex? Shit, that's more responsibility.
Right.
I think that I would rather somebody who agrees with this journey, this financial journey of building a nation, than the few minutes that's spent with sexual gratification. You know, it's a difference. We're not building a business. We're building a nation, you know. So in building a nation, there has to be a lot of sacrifices to take place. And then to build that nation, there has to be responsibility delegated to the next generation of what they're going to have to do. You know, to maintain and survive.
Right.
You know, so, but Allah is sufficient.
I know all of them. I know
always. And I want to thank you, brother, for chiming in, because I know you and I have this conversation all the time, you know, and today, you know, I thought it was, Robin, I thought it was a good question to ask, and we were having this discussion, and just like most black women are not trying to hit it. They're not trying to share their man, even though they are.
The black woman in America is in a world of trouble. She's mentally spurred with a false illusion. She's never, you know, it's gonna be dangerous to. Oh, I feel sorry for us. I really do. I pray to Allah that some of us can get it, but we gotta start looking at other groups of people who have practiced it and have survived. Now, you know, if we go and look at the Mormons and look at their structure, you know, how could we want what the Mormons have though? We want a state of our own, a territory of our own. The Mormons have a state of their own. And then if you go back and study how the Mormons were exiled, how they had to walk them long miles to get to Utah, how many of them decided to go, how many died on the way, you know? The exodus for the Mormons.
They were willing to separate themselves and form their own society, and we are not willing to separate ourselves.
That's not true. We are. We just haven't given a censor yet to the general population, and we haven't figured out the location to have people come. But I think a lot of us are dissatisfied. So I think if we find a location or a territory, and someone set up the infrastructure and then send out the call, our people coming. You know,
I disagree.
Last time, but you ain't never did it. You can't disagree until the call has been given to be able to have some proof of what was accepted and what was rejected. So that's, you know, it's one thing to have an opinion, but what have we been asked to do outside of our own individual survival? Have we located a location on this earth that we could say, listen, black folks, we got the whole state of Mississippi. We got this much land. We got this, this, and this. Who would like to move in and build a house? Who would like to come in and build a school? It's time for
us to
build
a new
community.
They got New Medina. I don't see Muslims flocking.
Nobody want to move. Because they don't have no vision. That's dead Muslims. They live in physically, but they have no more vision. The vision of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is no longer a part of their agenda. So they did carry out his agenda to a limited precision. You know, a limited precision. So now they do own the land. They do own all that. But when the last time a house been built there? When the last time a meeting's been called to go build a house there? When the last time some money's been raised to build a house to put a Muslim community there? You see, so it takes men of vision and women of vision. So they did have vision in the beginning when they built it, but during the whole year, outside of that one time out of the year, there's no more discussion to build anything on that property. So people, you know, you see, my people perish for a lack of vision. Okay, whoever had the vision about it, I bet he is not living no more. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was no longer among us, so that his vision no longer was practiced among us until Minister Farrakhan stood back up and re-delivered the vision to us. And he has carried it out. He's bought all of the property. Hold 1 minute, Queen.
Well, callers, again, I'm glad that Brother joined the conversation and to add a perspective, because I know that he does believe in polygamy. But, again, outside of myself, I don't know any sister, even in the Nation of Islam, that's even remotely trying to hear this conversation. They don't even want to have the conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
I just know sisters ain't trying to share their man. And, you know.
What is a man? What they not trying to share?
Man, ain't no sister in America trying to share her man with another woman.
Why?
Period.
Where did that come from?
Selfishness, that comes from self. You know, you love somebody, you ain't really trying to, then that's how it's perceived, that you're not really trying to share them. But I think it deals with not wanting that person to share the sexual gratification. You don't want that person to do what they do for you to someone else. like I said, you know, if my sister couldn't have a child or, you know, wanted a child, would I be willing to do that? You know, I just think that it takes a certain selfless person in order to do that, and that's just not the vast majority of society. You ain't finding no black woman that's willingly trying to share her man. Now, you do have women, like I said, out here who are willing to share somebody else's married man, you know, but that's on a whole other level.
Well, they got the ones that do share the marriage, man. They agree that they don't go home and, you know, for those who are children, if they don't go home and destroy that man, that bruises. You see what I'm saying? They don't, you know, it depends on where that woman, as she goes to that woman, to the wife's house and cause records and say, I'm messing with your husband and this, to cause friction and division, she's not right. You know, and then he has a choice to get a person who up front knew you had a family you did not want to destroy, you know, and wasn't comfortable with bringing that type of, you know, stuff to the wife yet. But if the wife, if any Muslim woman who's a Muslim, she got to automatically understand that's a part of the belief. And a man does not need her permission to do that. So,
yeah, but even Mother Clara wasn't cool with sharing the honorable Elijah Muhammad.
I know. That's the only part she said she agreed with everything else. Master Farah Muhammad said.
I'm about to go.
Mm-hmm.
I got to.
You know. So there's a lot that we you know, we could take in this discussion and go in a million directions. I think one of the things is, how do we got to bring it from the radio to a conference. Or just get black women get out of their feelings.
Not going to happen. But, you know, that's not going to happen. But in terms of black women getting out of their feelings, you know, that's a lot of interference. But, you know, that's today's show. You know, got to go to the plantation. So I do want to thank everybody for calling in and participating. Rosalind, you know I love you. And we always can agree to disagree. Brother Roosevelt, I love you. You and I always can agree to disagree. But, you know, I think today's show was really, really good. And, you know, hopefully it put something on people's mind. You know, I know the time may come when you may have to share. And it'll be interesting to see, or just, you know, I wish other people would have chimed in, women who may not necessarily agree in giving their opinion on what they think. But tune in for tomorrow's show, inshallah, I'll have Brother Talib on, and we'll be talking about the LeVar Ball situation, this whole deal with this man and his son, and him not allowing any third party to exploit his son, why the media is against the brother. So tune in for tomorrow's show at 4 o'clock Central Time. You know, the call-in number 646-668-2795. For my faithful sidekick, Rosalind, I love you. Brother Roosevelt, love you. I'll holler at
back
y'all
at
tomorrow.
You, baby. Back at you.
And, you know, be good to people, and above all, love yourself.
All right.